I can see it. Your face is glowing. Written by Joel Diego, read by CC Rambles. This is a heated rivalry podfic containing the background pairing of Shane Hollander, Ilya Rosanov, and it's rated T. Chapter 1. 7:10 p.m. Jane. We just finished submitting the registration for the Foundation. Still needs to be reviewed and approved, but it's the start of setting things in motion. Lily. That is wonderful. Phase one of our plan. Sunglasses emoji. Thank you. And Yuna. Heart emoji. None needed, but Mum says you're sweet. Heart emoji. I know it was my brainchild in the first place, and it's so far from done, but I can't believe it's actually happening. Explain brainchild. Like an idea or invention that's yours, so you call it your child.
I like this. We are pregnant with a plan.
No, we are not.
You don't want to have my plan babies?
Sad emoji.
They will be so very cute. Our plans will have freckles and curly hair, and they will be very, very good at hockey.
Oh my god, why is this really doing it for me?
Because you want to have my plan babies.
I wish you were here. Can we FaceTime?
Can do in 30?
If you make it in 20, I'll wear my glasses.
Running emoji.
It starts, as many things do, in the locker room before practice. 13 seconds, Hayde. Fuck you, 13 seconds, you're lying. I'm not, I swear. It's possible that Shane and Hayden have gotten slightly competitive over the New York Times mini crossword. Jackie played the New York Times games religiously and had quickly roped Hayden into the same. He inevitably started sending his scores to Shane, who after a brief bout of truly horrendous times that Hayden chirped him to hell and back for, made it his mission to destroy Hayden at the mini each and every day. Today, Shane sticks his phone in front of Hayden's face, too close to see properly until Hayden takes it from him. Sure enough, the little banner reads, "Congratulations, you've solved the mini in 13 seconds. Hayden makes a show of poking around in the app to make sure it's the correct day's puzzle. You're such a cheater, man. As if Shane Hollander would ever cheat at anything, even as inconsequential as a crossword puzzle. Shane slaps at Hayden with one of his elbow pads as he starts gearing up. "The proof is right there," he says smugly. It's about as close as Shane gets to smug anyway, when Hayden pokes and prods at him with playful disbelief until he finally takes a little pride. "Ah, he's just jealous, Halsey," JJ says, knocking Hayden with his elbow as he gets to his stall. Shane is stooped over to strap on his chin guards when his phone buzzes once in Hayden's hand. He doesn't mean to tap the notification. And oh god, does he wish he could untap the fucking notification. Because why the fuck has Lily, Shane's mysterious Boston hookup of several years, no matter how fervently he denies it, sent him a picture of a fucking sonogram? Black and white, blurry, and undeniably baby-shaped. And just in case Hayden has any doubts, she follows it up with another text. Ours, red heart emoji.
Fucking what?
JJ nudges Hayden's shoulder and he whips his head around. He's taking in Hayden's slack jaw with a pinch to his brow and a slight quirk to his mouth. He hasn't seen the picture, but he's seen Hayden's reaction to it. His eyes flick to Shane, back to Hayden, and he draws a breath with a grin, preparing to make a scene about what he must assume is a silly, chirpable text from Shane's girl and not sensitive fucking information that Hayden has stumbled onto entirely by accident. JJ cannot see this text. No one can see this text. At least not until Hayden has a chance to talk to Shane. So Hayden does the first thing he can think to do, which is, unfortunately, to chuck Shane's phone at the floor as hard as he can.
Whoa!
JJ jumps back, hands thrown up.
Dude, what the fuck?
Shane jolts upwards. After a beat, the three of them all scramble at once for Shane's phone. JJ puts his hand in Shane's face to slow him down, and Hayden shoves his knee into JJ's side. His hand closes around it and he pulls it to his chest to hide the screen. Hayden sneaks a glance and, yes, the screen is totally shattered, shot through with multicolored streaks and busted beyond usability. Problem solved.
Hayden!
Shane groans and takes the phone from him, inspecting the screen in dismay. Why would you do that? Okay, New problem. Hey Waffles for a moment, eyeing JJ, who was rapt for an answer as well. I'm so sorry, man. I saw a bug.
You saw a bug?
Shane repeats faintly.
Yeah,
Hayden doubles down. I thought I did, but it might have just, been a speck.
A speck?
JJ asks. Of dirt, no bug. JJ watches him for a moment longer with narrowed eyes, sighing.
Whatever you say, Pike, a speck.
Hayden nods at them, slowly, and then more intently. Clearly he's convinced them. Well, at the very least, he's convinced JJ not to pry any further, which is good enough for him.
I'm so sorry, Shane. I will pay for a new one, I promise.
It'll be a bonus baby shower gift,
he thinks deliriously. It's an excruciating few minutes for Hayden while they finish dressing, and he waits for a moment alone with Shane, who's still eyeing him with a pinched look on his face as he stows his shattered phone. And finally, finally, JJ makes his way out to the ice with a nod, and the locker room starts to clear. There's still a rookie hanging around, glued to something on his phone, but it's as good as it's gonna get. Shane starts out as well, and has to stop short when Hayden grabs the back of his jersey.
Geez, Hayden, what is...
Lily sent you a picture!
He hisses. Shane freezes. He turns to Hayden slowly, his face blank.
A picture?
Mm-hmm.
Hayden nods, eyes wide, trying to psychically impart directly into Shane's brain.
Holy shit, you're having a baby with your situationship. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Shane's eyes bulge. Clearly he's gotten the message.
You saw... Oh, I saw.
Shane flushes at an alarming rate. He looks like he might tip over.
Hayden, I can't...
Shane's voice cracks and he huffs, glancing over to the rookie. His eyes have gone a little glassy.
I was going to tell you eventually. I just wasn't... It's a lot to explain, you know? We're still working out how to even...
He cuts himself off with a sigh, losing the words, and presses the hands of his heels against his eyes, looking entirely overwhelmed.
Oh, no.
He remembers this feeling well from when he found out Jackie was having twins. The pressure, the terror, all mixed in with excitement and love, impossible to separate. Hayden can postpone his own freakout for the time being. He grabs Shane by the shoulders in an effort to ground him.
Hey, man, it's gonna be okay. We'll focus on practice right now, and we can talk about it later.
Shane nods shakily, breathing deeply.
I'm here for you.
Hayden adds, squeezing his shoulders lightly. Shane visibly steels himself.
Practice, and then we'll talk.
He repeats it like a promise. Practice is a shit show, and Shane flees the rink immediately afterward. In retrospect, Hayden should have predicted this. Hayden is distracted, and Shane seems equally so. Their minds are elsewhere, and their passes aren't connecting. Coach tears them all a new one and makes them do bag skates until they drop. Hayden doesn't even lay eyes on Shane in the showers, so he suspects that Shane skipped it altogether just to escape quickly, which really speaks to how dire his emotional state must be. He sits in the driver's seat of his car, at a loss, and does what he wishes he could have stopped time to do the second he opened that text. He calls Jackie. Chapter 2.
And you what?
I threw his phone right at the ground, Jackie. I threw it so hard.
Jackie does Hayden the kindness of only laughing at him for about a minute.
Not your best work, baby,
she says when she's pulled herself together.
Can you tell how far along she is?
Hayden scrunches up his face as he thinks. I only saw the picture for a few seconds, but maybe more than 3 months. It was past looking like a featureless blob, anyway. She hums. And Shane seemed pretty freaked out. Hayden pictures his face again, startled and red. Well, yeah, but I'm not sure how much of that was just because I sprang the conversation on him in the middle of the locker room. And like, I don't want to make it about me, because it's so not, but I just... Why didn't he tell you? Jackie finishes the thought for him, but not unkindly. Thank God for her. He has to know I'd want to be there for him. I'm his best friend. And not to brag, but we're the closest thing there is to experts on having babies. Making them, having them, raising them, tomato, tomato.
Understatement? Jackie laughs. He's mentioned Lulu to you before, right?
Hayden huffs. Mentioned is a strong word.
Barely.
He gave up on convincing me they weren't hooking up every time we play in Boston, but that's all he's ever let on. If this wasn't Shane we were talking about, I'd say he was being weirdly secretive about her, but you know him.
Not to mention his aversion to any woman on earth that Hayden and Jackie have ever considered setting him up with, which Hayden has always secretly thought pointed to Shane wanting something more serious with Lily, and Lily being reluctant to commit.
Well, I think it's a pretty safe assumption that this wasn't planned, Jackie posits. And we might be experts on babies, but not on having one with your long-distance fuck buddy.
A terrible thought enters Hayden's head, despite his previous theories. Holy shit, what if she's baby-trapping him?
Okay, let's not jump to conclusions just yet. It might just be complicated. There has to be a reason they're not official after this long.
Yeah, maybe. Hayden acquiesces, but his brain is still going a mile a minute.
He deserves good things, Jax. He'll be a good partner, a good dad.
Jackie hums lightly in response, which he knows is Jackie speak for.
You're a sap, Hayden Pike.
You're not wrong, she says. Do you want to go talk to him? Hayden sighs. He really does. Which is how he finds himself knocking on Shane's apartment door after a quick pit stop. For a moment, there's no answer. Hayden is just considered knocking again, or calling if he hadn't fucking smashed Shane's phone, when the door finally opens. Shane looks rough. His eyes are red-rimmed, his hair sticking up in a few places as if he's been pulling his hands through it. He's wearing an oversized neon orange hoodie that Hayden knows he's never seen before, unable to recall a time Shane has worn something so garish. He looks up at Hayden miserably, opens his mouth to say something, but then changes his mind and presses his lips together. Hayden's next move suddenly seems very obvious.
Can I just give you a hug, Shane?
Shane's face clears in surprise, and after a moment of silence that feels as if it goes on for hours, he gives a jerky nod and steps forward toward Hayden. Hayden wraps him up and squeezes him tight. No hyper-masculine backslapping or gruff clearing of his throat. He just holds on until Shane stops sniffling. Oddly, his hoodie smells like cigarettes. He really must be going through it.
Thanks, I really needed that.
Shane rasps as he wipes his face, stepping back to let Hayden inside.
Come in, I know you probably have questions.
Oh, so many questions, but I really just wanted to check on you. Hayden says as he slips off his sneakers, leaving the pastel yellow gift bag he brought sitting beside them on the floor for now. In all seriousness, we don't have to talk about anything that you're not ready to. Shane busies himself filling two glasses of water as Hayden sits on one of the stools at the kitchen island.
I want to try to talk about it, he says assuredly. With the right people, at least.
Hayden's chest warms with the thought that Shane thinks he is one of the right people. He wants to live up to the title.
Wherever you want to start, man. No pressure.
Shane sighs, staring into his glass as he considers.
Well, we didn't plan on it. We were just casual for a long time. Years.
Unplanned, Hayden notes. He's not sure if he means the baby or the relationship. Maybe both?
When did you two first start seeing each other?
Hayden can't help but ask. Shane's mouth quirks upward at the corner as he flushes.
Summer before our rookie year.
Geez, keep going, man. Hayden claps a hand over his mouth as Shane fights an exasperated grin.
The distance always made it hard in the first place, he continues, not to mention all the travel and how it would look to other people. I was really scared, I still am. But then this past year, after Rose and I broke up, I started thinking about what I really wanted, what I think I wanted this whole time, and how long it's been right in front of me, but we wouldn't let ourselves look at it. We're finally planning for a future that I had never let myself consider. I didn't even think it was possible.
Hayden can't help but smile. Shane really loves this girl.
You're really happy then, both of you?
Shane's shy smile grows into a full grin.
Yeah, we are. Hayden can't help but return it as he claps Shane on the shoulder, shaking him playfully. Congratulations, man. Really, this is awesome. Shane's face scrunches up at that, like he's a little confused. Did he really think that Hayden wouldn't want to be there for him? For his child? You know, you're taking this a lot better than I thought you would, Shane says. Hayden tries not to be hurt by that. He supposes he can see where Shane is coming from. I mean, if I'm honest, you're one of the last guys I would have seen this coming for, he allows. Really? Shane's smile dims a little. My parents actually said they always thought it was a possibility. Huh. Oh, huh, that's... Damn. He can't be the only one who'd think that's an odd thing for any parent to say about their son, let alone the Hollanders. Hayden guesses they know Shane better than him, but... Very little about Shane gives horn dog who will inevitably knock someone up out of wedlock. Rosanov would probably be Hayden's first bet for pro hockey players with secret love children. Perhaps the two of them have more in common than people think. Unsure of what else to say, Hayden pivots hard. So are you guys planning on getting married? Shane, having taken a sip of his water, chokes and starts to cough. Well, I mean, he rasps and clears his throat with an awkward laugh. It's not something we've talked about, at least not in so many words, but I'd like to think that's probably a conversation we should have as partners before I have it with you. He decides on, but he looks shyly hopeful. Fair, sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. Hayden might not be the poster boy for realistic relationship timelines, he realizes, married at 21 after a few months of dating. Just because Jax and I took the fast track doesn't mean you have to. Glacial is probably a more accurate description for the pace we took things, at least in terms of actually talking about all of this. We jumped into bed together pretty quickly, to be honest. Damn, Hollander! Hayden crows, and Shane rolls his eyes, smirking. Maybe there is another side to him that Hayden's never seen. Speaking of Jackie... Shane trails off, looking at him knowingly, and Hayden falls like a cheap suit. Okay, I called and told her pretty much everything immediately, but I was freaking the fuck out, dude. If not for her, I'd probably have convinced myself the whole thing was blackmail. He says it with a chuckle, but Shane's brow furrows. Blackmail? Blackmail how? He asks, incredulous. Like if you were being extorted or something to stay involved, I wouldn't put it past someone in that situation to hold that over you. Hayden explains. He shuts himself up pretty quick as Shane's face goes colder, even a little hurt. You actually thought I was catastrophizing more than anything else? Hayden hurries to add. Sorry, that was kind of a fucked up thing to say. God, no wonder Shane hadn't told him. He's pressuring Shane to propose and then accusing Lily of extortion in the same breath. Shane sighs unhappily. I guess I can see where you're coming from, but that couldn't be further from the truth. That's pretty obvious to me now, Hayden promises. He really hopes Shane doesn't pass that along to Lily. He wants to make a good first impression on the love of his best friend's life. Maybe he should find out where he can send her a gift basket or something. Oh, I got you something, by the way. Shane catches him by the arm before he can make to grab the little yellow bag by the door. It's not a new phone, is it? No, Hayden laughs. I figure you want to pick one out yourself, but you have to promise to let me know how much I owe you. Oh, I will, Shane swears. I still can't believe I did that, Hayden says, burying his face in his hands with a groan. When he looks up, Shane's mouth is twisting into a sly grin, like he's thought of a good chirp, but needs a second to convince himself to say it out loud. Historically, it's always worth it to give him a second. You know, I have to ask, he says finally. You saw Rosanov's dick and your first impulse was to destroy my phone? What? Hayden blue screens for a moment, entirely unsure how they got from point A to point B. Is it possible he just had a stroke? Is it possible that Shane is the one having a stroke? He tries to remember if that's the one you're meant to take a baby aspirin for while you wait for the ambulance. He's not sure what his face is doing, but Shane's grin is starting to slip. Hayden? The first question Hayden manages to say out loud is, what does Rosanov have to do with this? Shane's eyes go wide, jaw working wordlessly. You didn't even... Oh my God, I should have... What the fuck? He shoves his hands into his hair, staring at the counter, unseeing and pale. Didn't even what? Shane, I'm lost, bud. Shane takes a few deep breaths and then screws up his face that same way he does right before a Hail Mary play at the end of a game they're losing, turning to face Hayden head on. Lily is Ilya Rosanov, he says very slowly. The words are out of Hayden's mouth before he has time to register what he's saying.
You got Ilya Rosanov pregnant? What?
For a split second, Shane actually looks panicked, and then utterly baffled. Wait. Shane blinks a few times, grabbing Hayden by the shoulders, jaw still slack.
Hayden, what exactly did you see on my phone? I saw that Lily sent you a sonogram, that you're having a baby!
Shane's entire face goes blank.
Oh my God, I'm gonna fucking kill him.
The wheels turn in Hayden's head for a moment longer.
Are you dating Ilya fucking Rosanov?
Shane throws his hands up, pivots on his heel, and goes to the fridge, pulling out two beers.
I should have known you were taking this too well.
Hold on. Hayden thinks back to the moment he got to Shane's apartment and the entire conversation that followed. Shane answering the door panicked and teary. His assurances that even though he's scared, he is so damn happy. That he sees a future with Lily. Well, with Ilya. Shane was coming out to him. It's Hayden's turn to grab Shane by the shoulders, who meets his eyes miserably. He still wants to be one of the right people.
Okay, so we've been having two very different conversations. To be 100% clear, you are not, to your knowledge, having a baby.
Shane shakes his head.
Boston Lily has been Rosanov the entire time.
Shane's jaw tightens, his eyes going a little glassy, but he nods. And you two are together. You're happy.
Yeah, Abe.
Shane's voice cracks down the middle, but he gives a wobbly smile.
We're really happy.
Okay. Hayden can work with that.
He nods slowly and starts getting on mentally rearranging his worldview. But first things first, he crushes his best friend into a hug. Shane holds on just as tightly, laughing tearfully.
I'm really proud of you, Shane. I'm sorry I didn't make it any easier.
I guess in a way you did. I was so sure it was a dick pic. I can't believe it was a fucking sonogram.
Shane grouses into Hayden's shoulder.
Wait, yeah.
Hayden pulls back, suddenly very curious.
Why the fuck would he send you a sonogram?
The look on Shane's face is exasperated, but so, so fond.
We have a plan to change the narrative about our rivalry and hopefully make it easier for us to come out eventually. Recently, we started calling the plan our baby, and Ilya's been really running with it. I'm sure he just pulled that picture off the internet.
Oh,
Hayden snorts, shaking his head. He remembers Rosanov at the All-Star Games over the years, always setting aside time to entertain the handful of kids dragged along, and he can't help but ask,
Do you think you guys will actually have kids eventually? Or adopt, I guess.
Hayden! Sorry, I got it on the brain now. You'd be good at it. Oh, that reminds me.
He finally goes and grabs the gift bag.
Not the most fitting gifts anymore, but they're still yours if you want them.
He places it on the island with a flourish, and Shane peeks inside warily, pulling out the contents. It's a soft brown teddy bear wearing a tiny hockey jersey and a small book titled, Hi, Hungry, I'm Dad. 300 dad jokes for every occasion. Just to get you started, Hayden explains as Shane tucks the bear under his arm and starts to flip through the book, stopping on a page with a laugh.
Why shouldn't you play hockey in the jungle? He reads.
Hayden considers. Because the ice will melt? No, too many cheetahs.
Oh my God, that is so bad.
6:33 p.m. Unknown number. Hayden Pike. 6:40 p.m. Hayden. Who is this?
Singing in the shower is fun,
until you get soap in your mouth. Tongue out emoji. What the fuck? Then it's a soap opera.
What?
I like this book, Hayden Pike. You are better at picking books than you are at scoring goals. Is this fucking Rosanov? Hockey stick emoji, rolling eyes emoji, heart emoji, baby emoji. Contact saved, Shane's Lily. The end.
Reader's notes. Hayden seeing a picture on Shane's phone of a sonogram and jumping to the conclusion that Shane is having a baby. Well, obviously I had to record this, and then their fabulous conversation where they are having two very different conversations. I was sold. I was like, I'm recording this, and I'm so, so glad. I'm so sorry because I don't know if they say their name as Joel Diego or Goldigo or Joel Digo. And I didn't want to wait to record, so I just like leapt at it and picked one option. Hopefully I'm like vaguely correct, but I'm so happy that they have blanket permission because I recorded it. I love it. It's so, so funny. Hayden, I love this. Okay, so I love the giant genre. It's not a subgenre at this point. Giant genre of like outside of POVs and people finding out POVs. And the subgenre of like Hayden getting the wrong idea and like still trying to be supportive is so, so cute. There is a super excellent one where he misinterprets a dick pic and thinks that Lily is trans, which I would highly recommend people read, but I don't remember the link, but I'm sure it's not very hard to find. It's a very, I think it's called like Hayden Pike Noted Ally. Yes, that one. Go check out that one. But that one is long and this one is not long. So I was like, I have to record this. But like Hayden being like so supportive and being like, yes, I support you because I am the good sort. Even as he's being like that tingy bit jealous where he's like, why didn't he tell me I'm his best bud? It's like, yes, I like that sense of like little pettiness, but also that he just goes straight to Jackie immediately. And he's like, Jackie, what do I do? And Jackie's like, you said you wanted to talk to him. And he's like, yes, yes, I did. And then he stops on the way to like buy a gift for like his best friend's baby, or what he thinks is his best friend's baby. And then they have that like lovely conversation. And then he has a shocking discovery that it's not actually a baby. I do like that somehow. I do appreciate that Hayden's thought process, I guess, was something along the lines of, my buddy Shane's Lily is having a baby. And then once the new fact of Lily is Ilya Rosanov is introduced, he just recalibrates to my buddy Shane's Ilya Rosanov is having a baby, like straight to Mpreg, which I appreciate, although LP probably didn't mean it in like the Mpreg way. He just kind of put two and two and went, obviously this is four. My buddy Shane got somebody pregnant and it was Ilya. I like that he goes straight there to, oh my God, he got another player pregnant. Anyway, I'm just rambling here, but I really do love this fic. And I love the part where he's also appalled where that the Hollanders think that Shane is the kind of guy who would knock up a situationship. because he's like, really? What kind of parent says that to their child? Because honestly, that is a very good question. Anyway, back to it. I just love the story. It's so cute and so funny. And I just really had to record it.